tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, the Lake Hamilton Bible Campground publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory Declaring the Kingdom, by Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip code 71903. This is the Friday afternoon service of December the 28th, 1997, for the Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. The Coffees will be speaking this afternoon.
Now, Mildred Coffey is going to come and minister this afternoon, and then Jim will come and help, and all, and we who are helpers here at the campground will help Jim at the time when we're needed. Amen. Sister Coffey, part of our blessings here at the campground.
Praise, I thought maybe I wasn't going to get it. I usually have to use that microphone. Something about me preaching that it just seems don't like. I was thinking about what Brother Robert was talking about last night on the Holy Spirit, the fire. We've been praying for the fire.
Amen.
You know, I prayed for this a while back. The fire comes. Sometimes it burns hard. I've been in fire all day today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, anyway, I want to share something tonight. And y'all pray for my husband because he wants me to share something else. But I feel led of the Lord to do this. I'm going to share some on the occult, a sorcery. And I think the Lord was, I was really warring between two ways to go. I really wanted to go the way He wanted me to. But I'm beginning to see what I'm going to teach tonight, this afternoon, working. And we are discerning it. God's given us spiritual eyes to discern it. And I just really feel that the Lord would have me share this. So if you will, I want to start with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that Your Word is true. And Father, I thank You that You've given us authority, and when we stand upon the Word, that Father, You watch over Your Word to perform it. And Father, we come this afternoon, and we ask, Lord, that You just perform Your Word. We ask You, Father, by Your Spirit, to let the Word come forth that You want to come forth. And Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your goodness to us, and Your mercy, and Your grace. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness over the church. I bind every spirit that would try to hinder or harass in any way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take that authority where Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I give you power, authority over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So, Father, I thank You for that authority. And now, Father, I ask You to give us hearing ears, spiritual ears to hear with, eyes to see with by the Spirit, and to hear and understand by our heart, the Spirit, Father, in Jesus' name, that we'll receive and believe and walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I want to read verse 16. This is good. Scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. You see, I was sharing with the ladies upstairs. I didn't teach, but Sister Irma did. It was good. But I said, we need to learn to discern. We need to discern the Spirit. We need to know what Spirit's prophesying or ministering or whatever. We need to discern. We have always been gullible gooses, is what I have called us, that we try to swallow everything. And people, God says, discern, discern the Spirit. He said, we're not to despise prophecy, but we're to prove all things, abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, this is the verse I'm coming to that I want to share with you to begin with. It says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God wants to preserve. You know, you believe that God wants your spirit man preserved and your soul. But look what it said. He said, Paul said, he says, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body. God wants us, our bodies, to be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us, you know, I was telling in our church this other night, this one scripture, and I said, you know, sometimes people never go to the Lord except when they get sick, got a pain in their body. You know, God wants us to come to Him just to praise Him and worship Him. He wants us to walk in healing. He doesn't want us sick. And it's ours. If I'm not careful, I'll get over into the other, but I won't, Lord. But He wants us whole. He wants our spirit whole. He wants our soul whole. And He wants our bodies. He wants us to be an epistle that other people can read.
Yes, amen.
But we sometimes are not the kind of epistle God wants us to be. And I'm not coming against anyone, but I want you to know God don't want you sick. He does not want you sick. He does not want you walking around with problems. He wants us to learn to trust Him.
Amen.
But we need to go back and find out what the root of all these things are. I share sometimes when I'm talking in the church, our church, I said, you know, all we've done is like cut the grass. I think I said this here many times when I go to take, I use a lawnmower. I use a riding lawnmower. Well, I use a push mower too. And I cut my grass. Today I cut it if it was summertime. And tomorrow it needs cutting again. And I have to get the top off of it. And that's what we've been doing in the area of getting deliverance, because we've not gone to the root.
Amen.
So we need to go back and we need to look at this in the area of the occult. Irma did a good teaching upstairs on it. But we're going to go a little further with it, or some more with it. She just kind of had to rush through a lot of it. And all us gossipy old women wouldn't keep our mouths shut so she could do it. Bless her heart, I'm telling you. Y'all stand up there in front of a bunch of women. Y'all, girls, don't, you can stone me later. But we, you know, we need to really hear what the Lord is saying to us through the Word. So God wants us restored. He wants us restored spirit, soul, and body. He wants us to know our enemy. Over in 1 Peter, in chapter 5, my husband always says, you know these scriptures. Well, you may know about them. Sometimes I think we know about scriptures, but we don't really know what they're saying. Because if we did, we'd walk a little more in the Word and believe what the Word says. In chapter 5 of 1 Peter, in verse 5, Peter said, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders, yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. You say, what's this got to do with the occult? Well, I'm trying to prepare you to be ready to receive deliverance when we get to it, okay? God resisteth the proud. I ain't got no demons. Excuse my English. I don't have any demons. Or I can do it myself. Well, maybe so. But that's a spirit of pride. And it's a spirit of rebellion also. But it's prideful. We all walk in a lot of pride. And what does the scripture say about pride? God hates pride. I want y'all to know now. I'm pointing my finger at you. You got pride. But I got three of them coming back at me. So don't get upset with me. I just tell it like it is. Okay? He said, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. That's what I'm talking about, the fire. You know, when the fire comes, it burns that garbage in us. It's burning all that dross in us so that Jesus can come forth in us. And so, He's telling us to humble ourselves. And it's humbling sometimes, some of the things that happen to us. We feel rejected. We feel this and we feel that. But God is saying, if we will humble ourselves under Him, under the mighty hand of God, He'll lift us up. Well, don't you want God to do it instead of man? Man can exalt you today and cut you down tomorrow. But when God lifts you up, the Word says, well, He opens the door, no man can close it. when he lifts you up, no man can put you down. When you're walking with your eyes on him and humble yourself before him and walk in the power and might of his spirit, we're walking toward him. You look and he says, set your head like flint and walk toward God and look neither to the left nor the right. Can I stop just a minute, detour just a little bit? Say, I wanted to teach this afternoon on the three parts of salvation. And I'm going to share this much of it simply to show you some that it ties in with this, okay? The scripture says in Jude that there is common salvation. And over in Hebrews it talks about great salvation. And then there's another scripture that talks about eternal salvation. And a lot of us are walking, like my husband was talking about last night, the outer court. We're in that, we're saved, we've been baptized in water. But we're still walking in the things of the flesh. I got to have my way. I want to do what I want to do. And this is really like the 30-fold. God gave me a lot of stuff about this to me. I told the girls back there I was going to preach both of it. I'm on my way. And in this common salvation, we're like Abraham's children, where God promised them they'd be as the dust of the earth, because we're made out of dust. And so, what did Genesis 3:14 say? That dust is Satan's meat. Well, that's my interpretation of it. God said, you'll eat dust, and we're made out of dust. So, we see the beast working in this area of this common salvation where we're a lot of people are walking. And I'll show you another thing. And this, the reason I want to show you this, I want you to ask, find out where you're walking. In great salvation, if you go to the tabernacle and look at the tabernacle, the common salvation on the where the sacrifice of the is Pentecost, you know, I mean the Passover, where the blood was shed, and then baptism, the water, and then you go into the inner court. To the holy place, there's the candlestick, there's the table of showbread, and there's the incense, altar of incense. Great salvation, you're saved, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You got the Word, the bread represents Word, the candlestick, the Spirit. And then you have the altar of incense over here that's worship, Pentecost. Now, 60, 30, 60, 100-fold. Eternal salvation. By the way, 4-1, eternal salvation. Over in Revelation 13, verse 1, says, the beast rose up out of the sea. God told Abraham, see, everything God has done is in 3-folds. Am I confusing you? I don't want to. He said, you'll have children as the sand of the dust of the earth, the sands of the sea, and the stars of heaven. That's what God told Abraham. 3 different areas. And then we have the tabernacle, and I'm not going into all that, but I just want you to look to see where you're walking and what you need to take care of in your life, if you want to go. I told the girls when I was sharing with them after lunch, I said, I get so excited when I think about eternal salvation. But in back to Revelation 13, that beast is still working, and the beast in Revelation 13:1 represents, to me, is the soulish area. The sea rising up out of the sea, and we're sea, we're people in the water. Scripture talks about in Revelation 15, I forgot what verse it is, it says that the water is people. When it talks about water, it's talking, the scripture talks about people. Okay, so you're dealing with the beast nature in common salvation, you're dealing with the beast nature in the great salvation. So when you go get over to the altar of incense where the praise and worship is, and you go in, that's through the veil, which is the veil of our flesh. When our flesh is, we let our flesh die and we go into the presence of God. God is in the Holy of Holies, which is tabernacle. He said, I'll meet with you there. He said, well, I meet with him, and brother was talking about this morning. We do. He meets with us, but then he leaves. But this is a place of abiding. God says, I'll be your God, I'll walk with you, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my son. So there is a place that God is trying to bring us to where it's this eternal salvation. And over in Revelation 14:1, it says, tell me, what does that scripture say? 14:1.
okay? It says, I looked and lo, a lamb stood on the ground dying, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written in the forehead.
And what the Lord was showing me, that's an area of those stars that God was talking about with Abraham, the children and stars, and there's the lamb slain, and the 144,000 of those. This is what I got. Now, you can argue with me, debate, that's okay, but I just know what the Lord showed me. The 144,000 are those that are going to walk on into eternal salvation where God, where the presence of God is there continually. It's not just visiting with God, but he's there. He says, I'll be your God. And that's tabernacle. And that's those. Now, let me back up again. See, I'm not away from the occult yet. I'm going back to it in a minute. But that's those that have overcome the beast. Revelation 15, verse 1 said, those, they overcame the beast, and they didn't receive his mark. They didn't receive his image. They didn't receive the number. They didn't receive that their mind is free, their soul is free from him, their flesh is free from him, and their spirit is free from him, and their God is ruling and reigning within them. Amen? And so this is where we want to be. I did part of it. But we're going to have to start, find out where we are and what in us is keeping us from going on. Now, back to my sermon. I wanted to lay that out there. I wanted you to look and say, where are you in God? I believe Irma did a... Didn't you write a book on where are you in God? And man, that's a good one too. Get it, read it. But this afternoon, I want you to look at this, and let's go on with the occult, this on the curse of sorcery is really what I titled this. It's sorcery that's in the church. And I'm not talking about the world out there. I'm talking about what's in the church. One more scripture in James chapter 4, verse 1, says, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? See, there's a war going on in you and I. There's a war. The devil doesn't want you to hear the Lord. He wants you to get mad. He wants you to feel rejected. He wants you to be feel put down and get your feelings hurt. He's going to war with you in every way that he can. And James said, there's one within you. You said, not within me. Oh, no. Do you ever lose your temper? Do you ever get upset? Do you ever get hurt?
Angry.
You ever get angry and didn't know why you were angry? And you said, what in the world is making me so angry? I know that happened to me. I walked out here last night and depression hit me. And I asked the Lord where it came from. He showed it to me. And so I went home and I was so depressed for a couple of minutes. And I went to the prayer closet. The bathroom. And I do that thing. But I'm telling you that we're getting passivity and we sit, even though we know these things, what I'm trying to say is we don't do anything about them. And God wants us to rise up and do something about it. There's a war within you, there's a war around you, and God wants you to come forth and take authority over the enemy and defeat him.
Amen.
And no one's going to do it for you. You've got to do it for yourself.
Amen.
He said, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight in war, but yet you have not because you ask not. But there's this war within us that God wants us to take care of. Okay? Haven't said all of that? If I hadn't totally confused you, I'll straighten you out. Let's go over to Acts chapter 8.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to look. I heard somewhere it's upstairs, I can't remember the exact words that was said about some people say Christians can't have demons before I get through. We'll debate that. We'll talk about that. Chapter 8, and we'll demonstrate deliverance. Chapter 8, verse 4. And also, let's look at the sorcery. You see, the scripture says, take heed what you hear. You know, you need to be careful what you put in your spirit. And we, as I said at the beginning, we're gullible. So gullible a lot of times, we swallow everything people say instead of checking it out by the word. And so a person can come into the church Can I tell you that it happened to us? We knew what the woman was. We knew she was a witch. But we were trying to help her. And they can come into your church and they can sit down and they can say the right things. They can quote you scripture. They can pray for people. And yet they can be in there to destroy you and your church. If you don't let your discernment work, if you don't pray and try the Spirit. You know, the Lord didn't put 1 John 4 in there just to have it in the book. He said, try the Spirit. See if they be of God or not. Let me tell you something. People call me hard-nosed and hard, and I am, because I've been in deliverance like 17, 18 years. And this 70-year-old woman has been on the floor, been kicked and rolled around. You say, well, you weren't in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit, all right. But I have gone the hard way, and I'm going to tell you when I'm doing deliverance, don't you come put your hands on somebody I'm praying for. Because I thoroughly believe in transference of spirit. I believe, and unless I know who you are, you're not going to lay hands on me unless you come up behind me. You say, man, you are hard. Well, I've been there, and I've had to get deliverance. Right here in this church. Well, not in this church, but I went to Brother Tony one time. It happened to me out someplace, and I came in and said, get this off of me. I knew instantly something had transferred on me. You said, well, the scripture says that a curse can't cause us to come. Well, honey, we're not all perfect yet.
Amen.
You're not perfect. You got doors open. You got open doors in your life, and sometimes those things will walk in because you've got doors open, and you know what the doors are.
That's right.
And you need to take care of them. Man, I'm shooting in every direction. Praise the Lord. I tell you, my God got shotgun pulled. Praise the Lord. God doesn't want us to be ignorant. And Acts 8, verse 4 says, therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching. If you back up and read this, the rest of it, you can see that this was during the persecution of the church. And am I in the right place? Let me see where I am. Yeah, this is where I'm going to go. And we see here that we're going to see about Philip going down to Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, I want you to look at Philip. Philip was a deacon in the church. He was they had laid hands on him, and he was set aside to be a deacon in the church. But here he is. He's gone down to Samaria, and he stayed, and he's ministering. And he says, the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles. He was seeing miracles. And they were seeing miracles, which he did. And unclean spirits crying with loud voices came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and they that was lame was healed. He was seeing deliverance. He was seeing miracles. He was seeing the lame healed. And so there was great joy in that city. But, did you see that? Ninth verse says, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one. Simon the sorcerer was there. And said, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him that they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Well, I want you to see, though Philip was there preaching and he was getting people saved and getting them healed and getting them delivered, discernment wasn't working. Because Simon was in the church and he had bewitched these people. And verse 14 says, and then Simon himself believed also, and he was baptized. So here was Simon. He came into church and he was baptized. Said he believed and he was baptized. But yet he was not for real. Because if you read the rest of this, it tells us that he wanted to buy the power of God. But we see here in verse 14 says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through this laying on of the apostles' hand the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. So here we see in the church where Philip was preaching and seeing people healed, he still didn't discern Simon. And can you see what I'm trying to show you, that a sorcerer, a witch, can walk into the church, and if you don't have your discernment working, if you're not listening to the Spirit of God, if you're not walking in the Word, you can be deceived? My quiet in here. Verse 19, he said, saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter, now, I got to say this. I see so many men and women compromise the Word of God. Even if they see that it's wrong, they won't do anything about it. And I praise God for... He gone. There he is. Brother Glenn. I told Jim, sitting here just now, I'd like to see you 20 years ago. Man, if he's a little baby rooster right now, what was he 20 years ago? Whoop! I'd have loved to see that. Because most people just... They kind of smooth it over and justify what people do instead of saying, hey, you're not going to do that in my church. You either straighten up or you get out. And I see people compromise it because, you know why? They're afraid they lose the dollar. And that's why the church has no power. That's why the church is not walking in the power and authority God wants them to have, that he's given unto them. Let me tell you, when you obey the Lord, can I tell y'all something? I'm going to tell it anyway. y'all don't know what it's like up here with these men around you up here. That's okay. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. We have about, altogether, a great big church of about 9 or 10 right now. We did have 150 people years ago until God put us in deliverance. And you know, they just left. And the next thing you knew, we were down to, when everybody's there, I think there may be 11 or 12. I'm not sure we got that many more. We have this. But you know, God supports our church. Before we left, we got a check, two checks in the mail from people don't go to our church. Because we tell it like this. You see, God supplies when you obey. You don't have, you can't, you cannot compromise the Word of God because of a fear of losing your people. If we'd have stayed on like we were going, we'd have had a tremendous something. Really. We had a couple of witches back then. One of them really got mad at my husband because he set her down and she left. But I'm telling you, God is wanting us to clean up our act so he can pour out his power, so the fire can fall, so we can walk in the power and authority that he's given unto us. I'm tired of not seeing what God's word says. I want to see the real.
She opened the door. 7 or 8 people in the church. Our church has never had to borrow a penny. Our church has paid every bill on time every month since we've been in existence. We have money in the bank today for next month. We don't have to worry about any bill coming in next month. And we have started tithing to this place on 10% of all the money that comes in. And we still have enough money. In fact, I don't even know how the money gets in here now since we've been tithing and we've never missed what we're giving as a tithe to this place here. This is where we have placed our tithe for the church. We've come under their umbrella. And I just say this, I stopped her to say this, that God is faithful.
Amen.
And when it's not natural when we only have that many people and not all of our people tithe.
They don't.
For God to support the church to the point that we never borrow money, never have borrowed any money, and we always have a bank account. And even when we started getting more, he's added more into it from sources we don't even know about. You ought to try it sometime, those that don't tithe.
Besides that, you get under a curse when you don't give tithe, when you don't tithe. And we have some people in our church that don't tithe between them and God, what they do. We tell them, see, I can tell you all this, and you can turn it off and disregard it. It's not my responsibility. My responsibility is to tell you. And that's what I'm doing, okay? Where was I? Well, I want you to know that God sent Peter and them, and they, let me tell you, Peter didn't soft soap it. What did he say? He said in verse 20, Peter said unto them, him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right at the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity.
That was a believer too.
Yes. And what I want you to see is, yep, Simon believed and was baptized, was he not? But what I want you to see is that some of us have let some of these things that have happened to us through churches and through people have also gotten into the gall of bitterness. And it's poisoning everything in our bodies. I've had people come up to me and tell me, one lady used to be my friend, she said she got so mad at me, and I thought, what have I done? I do a lot of things, so I didn't know what I'd done. And she said, I'm just so mad, I don't know what to do. And she said, why did God do this with you and he didn't do it with me? I received the baptism a long time before you did. Now, at least I'm telling you this, is to show you that we can get hold an offense against God because of things that we see happening to other people. Looks like God's blessing them, and he's not blessing us. And so it's a form of the occult. It's a form of witchcraft. It's the enemy is behind it. No matter what we call it, you can call it sorcery, you can call it witchcraft, you can call it whatever you want to, but the devil's behind it. And God wants us to get it out of our lives so we can go on and walk into the fullness of what God has for us. And that's what we're all about. Everyone here, I dare say, is hungry for the things of God, or you wouldn't be here. We were really hungry upstairs today. Praise the Lord. It was so nice up there. We almost all got coming down in Florida and men out taking over. No, that was just me. God said that. She said we ought to talk them out of it. She didn't say that. Praise the Lord. But y'all, the men have a nice, comfortable, you know, air conditioning and so forth. But anyway, they promised they'd give us a better one tomorrow. But what I want you to see is that Peter didn't draw, he didn't compromise, he didn't soft pedal it. He said, just like we need to do, we need to stand up and say, no, you're not going to do this here. Let's go over to Isaiah chapter 44. Let me show you where some of this depression and stuff and insanity and madness comes. In Isaiah chapter 44, in verse 25, Scripture says that frustrate the tokens of the liars and make of diviners mad, that turneth wise men backwards and maketh their knowledge foolish. I'm talking about witchcraft and divination and sorcery and false prophets and all of this that is not of God. It makes causes madness. It'll cause maketh the knowledge, their knowledge foolish. He said that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and in the city of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. He said, thus saith, that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. You see, when you get into the occult, when you're bound by the occult, the rivers that's dried up, if you'll stop and think, what does it represent? The Spirit of the living God. And you can't move in the Spirit like you desire to if you've got the occult and witchcraft and all of this in your background, or even have ever been in it yourself. everyone here, one way or the other, is under it. Because you do not know what your Irma was telling us about somebody in her family, I forgot now, who way back, she didn't know anything about these tell fortunes or something. And see, we don't know. You don't know what your, do you know what your, even your mother and father did, or your grandfather and grandmother? Do you know what they walked in? So we're all under this. So, well, not me, boy. I'm blood bought, and it can't come through the blood. I'm not ready to get to that yet, but I will. Over in Isaiah chapter 47, verse 9, said, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment and one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries. You ought to get your concordance and get your Webster dictionary. I heard Dr. Noel say one time that people will believe what the dictionary says more than they will what the Bible says. So get your dictionary and see what the dictionary says about sorcery. And then look at witchcraft, then look at divination, look at all these things that are connected with it, all the things that they're called magic. Some of the churches are having magic shows in their church. So, well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just sleight of hand. Look it up. It's of the devil. I'll go further than that. Churches that's got puppets in it. Find out what scripture says about letting something else speak for you. Pray for me. Okay, go on. What was that? What? For the great abundance of thy merchandise, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, and thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it has perverted. See, this occult perverts knowledge. Sorcery perverts the knowledge. So let me show you how this works, because I have seen it in our church with demonic forces in some of the women we were working with that had been in the occult. That they could not hear what I was saying the way I was saying it, that a spirit in them would pervert the word. Amen. Right?
Amen.
And they could not understand, because the forces in them were so strong, it perverted the word. And that's why some of us have trouble hearing what the Spirit says. That's why some of us, when we read the word, we don't understand it, because something in us won't let us hear it.
Okay.
Said, therefore shall evil come upon thee, thou shalt not know from whence it cometh, and mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in a multitude of thy counsel. Now let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be a stubble. The fire shall burn. It shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before. Thus shall they be unto thee with whom thou hast labored, even the merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarters, and none shall save thee. And I was reading that this morning. I was reading that scripture, and the Lord was showing me this in the area of the loss of children. You know, we wonder sometimes why our children have gone the way they've gone. Why are they doing this? Did you ever read this scripture and think maybe it was proof? That God says, because of the multitude of the sorceries and the witchcraft, and I'm putting witchcraft in it, because sorcery is witchcraft, it's the occult, it's divination, it's star, the astrology, there's a crystal ball, any of these things that you've mentioned. And the curse, what does the scripture say about the sins of the fathers? Do we not believe the sins of the fathers that are visited on the children to the third and the fourth generation? We know that the sins are visited. Say, not me, boy, I'm saved and blood bought, and so am I. But I dare say that half of you people here, and I'm including myself, kids have walked away from God and walked into drugs and everything under the sun. And we say, why? Why? I brought them up in church. We took them to church every Sunday. Why? It's in the book. But we don't believe it. Well, that's the Old Testament. I just read it to you out of the New. The church is you and I. It's not this building. And God said, by the way, it also said that there would be no fire to warm them. I also saw a wandering spirit here, vagabond spirit here. But it said, and they shall wander everyone to his quarters, and none shall save them. Well, wandering from quarters, you see people that go from church to church? There is another area where it talks about this. The vagabond spirit is named. But this is another reason why they wander about. This may be a reason why you can't find a place to really call home. Say amen. Let's go to Revelation 21. You know, we sing that Revelation 21, verse 7 in our church. But I want you to look at the next verse. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The word says that all sorcerers, liars, whoremongers, all of these shall have their part in the lake of fire. Okay, let's go to Revelation 22. Verse 10. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophet of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. You see, people are becoming more unrighteous. Those that are wicked and walking in uncleanness are becoming more and more evil. You don't see that? It's everywhere. Look at your TV. Look at the TV. There is so much garbage on it. That's true. But there's so much garbage on it. And you sit and you watch it, and it dulls your senses. And the next thing you know, the devil will let you remember everything you see on TV, but you shouldn't. But you try to walk out here and remember just a few of the things I said this afternoon and see how much you remember. Maybe you're not listening to it, maybe you don't want to, but I'll tell you what. You walk out here and you say, what did that woman preach about now? The devil will do his best to block it. If you ask somebody what the brother preached about this morning, y'all remember? Some of you will, some of you won't. Just say, I know it was a good sermon. But let me see now, what did he preach about? You see, the enemy will do this. And here we see, he said, the scripture said, he that is unjust, he said, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. God's saying the righteous needs to be more righteous. We need to be righteous and walk in the righteousness of God. You know why the unjust is unjust? You know why the wicked are more wicked? Because they don't see anything in the church. They won't. If we would walk in what God has given us, and be, just be what God wants us to be, we would see a lot of things happen. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work. Verse 14, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have light to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city. See, when we do what God says, we have a right to enter in and partake from the tree of life. You say, well, this is after you get to heaven. What are we going to need if you go to heaven? We're going to be with Jesus if we die and go to heaven. But if he comes back here, we'll meet him here. If he comes before God, you know, whichever way you go. You need all God's given you on this earth.
Amen.
And God wants us to believe for it. He wants us to walk in it. He wants us to get into the Word and see what it's saying. Brother Joel, I just love that young man. He's got a sermon I got to hear. He said he reads the Word and he wants to know what it's saying to him. And it's printed to him. It's written to him. It's written to you. It's written to me. And we need to take it and not take it like it's a history book. If you can't say amen, say oh me. But for without, this is the verse that was coming through all the things I've said. Verse 15, for without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. The word says outside the gate are the sorcerers, the whoremongers, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Let's go over to Ezekiel chapter 13. You know, I have preached on Ezekiel lots and lots of 13, especially on the soul being removed, soul ties and all this. And you know, as much as I read it, I still find things in it I didn't know was just not unusual. But I mean, you just read right over it. I did. For years I read over that where it talked about the 100 souls that went around and hunted the souls. Ezekiel 13, verse 17 says, likewise, thou son of man, set thy face against the daughters of thy people which prophesy of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make kerchiefs upon the head of every statue to hunt souls. Will ye hunt the souls of my people? What did that say? You say, I'm under the blood. I'm blood-bought. The devil can't touch me. Ezekiel said, this witchcraft, they were hunting the souls of God's people. My people. Said, well, you know, I'm okay. I don't need deliverance. Boy, who's talking to me when they say that? Learn to discern. And say, Lord, you know, we're not fighting flesh and blood. We're not fighting people. We're fighting the spirits within them. You know, I say this, we believe that demons and people can curse you. You say, well, I don't believe it. Well, come on my church sometimes and sit through one of our services. Or better still, just come try to preach in it. Spirits and people, let me show you how it works. If you're angry at me, some things I've said, something's rearing up its head in you. I don't feel that. But some things can rear up its head in a person and project at you, put pressure on you. Tommy's shaking his head. He knows what I'm talking about. When you are speaking truth and the enemy and people don't want the people to hear it, they'll project at you. And as I said at the beginning, God's people can be cursed because they have open doors. And spirits and people will do it. And there are occult spirits and people. There are occult spirits and people that curse people. I don't hear people that are in deliverance fight the occult like we do. And I know we're not the only ones that's surrounded by it. I know we're not the only ones that get witches sent to us. But man, I'm telling you, they come in and they just really do a number. We find all of our people getting sick. We find all of our people having accidents. And then we have to go and break those curses from the ones that brought them in. People, it's time we wake up and, hey, we're in a war. We're in a war. And the devil does not play fair. And in Ezekiel, right here in Ezekiel, God's warning us through Ezekiel, saying, hey, you can have your soul removed by witchcraft. God's people. And I know some of the people are not going to believe that, and that's okay. And I told you when I ran into the area of the soul being removed about this woman in our church, that for years we had prayed for that woman. Done deliverance on her. She'd walk out of the church and come back in seven times worse than the first. And I knew she wasn't saved, and I talked to her, and, oh, yeah. Yeah. She knew God. And finally, one morning, confirmed by her mother, of course. And here, what she was saying, she knew God. I said, what God are you talking about? And the demon talked to me and spoke to me and said, we tried to keep her from coming to this church. So when she came, she didn't have any soul, just very tiny little bit. He said, since you've been working with this stupid woman, said, you just about got her soul back. And said, she is saved now. Well, I didn't believe it. I believed her soul was gone because she couldn't understand. She couldn't read the words. She couldn't do anything. But through this, we began to see that the souls would be removed. Now, I knew about soul ties. I knew, you know, you can have a soul tie with things. And I had read this scripture. I had even taught on the 100 souls. that he goes around and seeks the soul, but it never occurred to me that a person could be without a soul. Now, let me ask you something. You just saying, I don't agree with that. That's okay. You have, it's your right. But what do you think about these people, these children that are killing children, that kill their mother and their father? See, the Bible tells us they're going to turn on them. But what do you think, why do you think they have no conscience? The soul's been removed. Some of them are born to conceive in with through the lust, but drugs. Their parents are in alcohol and drugs, and it's not love. As Bill said, it's lust. But and through this, it's an open door for the child's soul to be removed, even in the womb. And people don't believe that. Well, did you ever know the devil to play fair? If God can fill a person with the Spirit of God in his mother's womb, and he did, didn't he?
Yes.
Everything our God has done, has created and given unto us, the devil has a counterfeit for it. There's a, God has given, this, we have the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The devil has a counterfeit, the false Trinity, the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And we have, you have heard many a false prophet and didn't even recognize him. He said, let me back up and read that verse again, verse 18. And say, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the women that sew pillows to all armholes and make curses upon the head of every statue to hunt souls, which will ye hunt the souls of my people, and will ye save the souls alive that come unto you? And will ye pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls that should not die and to save the souls alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies? If you back up, the first part of this, it talks about the false prophet. And those, the false prophet is lying. Did you know that when you sit under a false prophet and you eat what he's saying, that you are opening yourself up to receive everything he's projecting? You need to call our souls back. Did any of you, when I read that verse, did any of you see anyone you know that that's lying in a nursing home that or hospital somewhere where there's they don't know what's going on around them? In the nursing homes, you see people there that are literally vegetables that they're being fed by tubes. They can't talk, and they, you know, they're just there, and they've been there for years. That's what the scripture just said. He said, well, they knew the Lord. You know, knowing the Lord and knowing his word and doing what his word says are two different things. They can die and go to heaven, but they didn't have to live and die like this. You see, God gave us his word, and we spout it off to show everybody how much of it we know. Now, I mean, I know the word. Don't you put me down. That's what we feel like sometimes. But do you really know? Are you really walking in what it says? Do you really know what it's saying? He said, the believer will cast out devils. He said, as you go, preach, saying, and all that he's given unto us. We know about it a lot of times, but we really don't. If we really believe what it said, we do it.
Amen.
Because that's what Mark 16 says, the believer, they that believe. Okay, I told you the scripture a while ago, but let's go back over. I'm about through John, 1 John chapter 4. You know, we need to try every spirit, and you have the Holy Ghost within you. 1 John 2:27 says, or 2:27 says, the anointing which is within you, you need not anyone teach you, but that is the anointing within you. So what it's saying is that the anointing of God within you will, I'm going to 4, I'm just quoting this, but will show you the truth if you listen to it. It'll teach you. Do you stop and pray before you do something that you maybe shouldn't do or go someplace that you shouldn't? See, if you pray and you ask the Lord for his protection, like you've got to go somewhere, well, then he's protecting you. And as you go in to those places, well, you're under the protection of the Lord. Or do you just go in and when you get in trouble, say, Lord, help? Most of the time we say, Lord, I got to go do this and I got to go do that. Now, bless it. We don't ask him if he wants us to do it. 1 John 4 said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone into the world. Let me tell you something. That false prophet is some kind of a spirit. He will prophesy and talk. Now, I'm talking about in you. I'm not talking about one. And there are many, many, many false prophets that stand up before you. But there's a false prophet in you, they'll prophesy to you. And he sounds just like the Holy Spirit, or tries to. So, well, he's never talked to me. Oh, you need to try the Spirit. See whether they be of God or not. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even already, now already is in the world. This was written long time ago. And we're saying, talking about the Antichrist, honey, he was here. John said he's even now in the world. Every demon that is, every spirit that's not of God is an Antichrist spirit. It's anti-God. And so we need to try the spirits. We need to put the word to them. I'll tell my church, I said, you know, if Jesus had to defeat the devil with the word of God, who do we think we are? What did he say? It is written to Satan, didn't he? And we need to read that and believe it and say, hey, devil is written. And we need to try those spirits. And God doesn't get offended if we do his spirit. I think God is pleased when we do it. At least we're obeying the word. Amen? We need to seek the Lord. Okay, I got one more scripture and I'm going to close. First Peter, 2 Peter. And then we're going to do the limit. Chapter 3, verse 16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things in which some are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. God said to beware. And I think the days in which we're in, we're seeing greater and greater move of God. We're seeing a greater outpouring of the Spirit, but we're also seeing a greater a move of the enemy's spirit. And God's saying, beware. He's telling us to discern. He's telling us to be aware. Over in Matthew's Gospel and going back to deliverance, needing deliverance, Jesus said that deliverance is a sign that the kingdom has come. Matthew 12, 28, I think it is, 29. So, if the kingdom of God has come within you, then you and I need to be aware and be prepared and to receive deliverance. You want some deliverance?
Yeah.
It's mighty weak.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, then, I'm going to let Jim give him the mic and let him start. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray before we start. Let's ask the Lord to enter in and do a work here. Heavenly Father, you know the needs in our life, and you know those that are ready for deliverance. We separate those that are idle lookers, Father, from those that are seeking to follow after you in a very special way this day, Lord. Those that are willing to clean their lives for your sake, that they may be open vessels for you to move through and to work in and through. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Do a work within us. Fall now, Holy Spirit. Come upon us in a special way that we would receive all that has been said concerning you and your word and being set free from the enemy. Do a wonder work in us. That is a dunamis work, Father. That is a miracle type thing that sets us free from the enemy. For we know you're a God and that there is nothing that is impossible for you. And there's not a thing that is too hard. So, Father, we ask that you set your people free today for those who are seeking. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of poverty over this group of people. Poverty, spirit of poverty. I command you, loose this people in the name of Jesus and come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have no place here. Poverty. Yes, poverty. Who wants to be rid of poverty today? Poverty. Come on out of there. Come out in the name of Jesus. You're a liar. You're a thief. And you've stolen from this people long enough. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Spirit of poverty. Poverty. Spirit of wonder. Spirit of wonder. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Unbelief. Unbelief. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of unbelief in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God, where He says, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound from heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And I loose a spirit of belief, and I bind unbelief in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know what the word believe means? I'm not talking about the word we use today. I'm talking about what was written in that King James Bible. There's a Amplified Bible laying right over there somewhere. If you had one, you could read it. It means to walk in, adhere to, and rely on. Did you hear what I said first? Believe. To walk in. Walk in. Do you believe? Are you walking in it? Believers, I'm talking to believers today, those that are walking in it, and you'll be set free. You will be set free. God has promised. For those that will believe, you'll be set free. Those who adhere to, rely on, and walk in, you'll be set free today. Come out, come out. All that unbelief, loose them and let them go. I come against that spirit of fear, all types of fear, big fears, small fears, great fears, paranoia, in the name of the Lord Jesus, all type of fear, that arch enemy, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of fear, your control over this people. I loose you from those people, in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirit of fear, and the fearful. All those fearful spirits, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I apply the blood. I ask that the Lord apply His blood over you, each individually, today, at this time, at this hour, that the blood of Jesus shall cover you in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will be set free in the name of Jesus. I call out idolatry, all of the idolatry, those things that you have placed ahead of the Lord Jesus Christ, unknowingly sometimes, knowingly other times, but the spirit of idolatry, I call out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the idolatry in the name of the Lord Jesus. Harlotry in the name of Jesus. I call out a spirit of harlotry in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Harlotry, come out. Blindness. Spirit of blindness. In the name of Jesus, that spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness, what we've not been able to see, not to read the Word, not to understand the Word, not to understand what God's doing. In the name of Jesus, all the spiritual blindness, that spirit that blinds us spiritually, in Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Sorceries, the child of sorcery, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Oh, that child of the devil, that child of the devil. You wouldn't believe how many people have been dedicated to the devil this day. There are numbers, large numbers. And I cannot say for certain, but I feel that there is someone here that was dedicated to the devil as a child. And I break that dedication in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus, and I release you from the bondage to serve Satan in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I break that hold over you in Jesus' name. And I call that spirit out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus, you child of the devil. Child of the devil. Come out. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The witchcraft. I break the power of witchcraft, and I call witchcraft off in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. All the witchcraft. I call out that false prophet that's within each person in the name of Jesus, the one that hides down in there and whispers into your ear, you don't need this. You don't need this. I call out that false prophet in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Come out. The false prophet. Depression. Depression. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of depression, loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Depression, all the anger, the uncontrolled anger. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All of that uncontrolled anger. Loose them and let them go. Let them go. Move, move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Temper. Temper. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That makes you act up. And temper, make your temper act up. In Jesus' name. Hatred. Spirit of hatred. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The hatred that goes deeper, murder. Murder. I call out murder in Jesus' name. Those that hate, hate in Jesus' name. And I break the power of that hatred over you. In Jesus' name, I release you from that bondage, the bondage of hatred, and I loose love. I loose love on that spirit of hatred, the agape love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, move in Jesus' name. Hatred, hatred, come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, terror, all the terror and the fear that is with it, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Self-pity. Self-pity. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Self-pity. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to that person that's contemplated suicide. I speak to that spirit in Jesus' name, and I break your hold over the one that you're speaking to, that false prophet that's telling suicide in Jesus' name. And I call that spirit of suicide out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, spirit of suicide, loose them and let them go. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Suicide. Suicide. You have no power here. You have no power. I destroy your power and I set that person free. I set that person free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call off the self-destruction. All the self-destruction in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. Self-destruction. Self-destruction in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out. I call a hard-hearted spirit. Hard-hearted spirit out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, it is in the name of Jesus that you are set free. Jesus. 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 The hard-heartedness. Come out. Come out. The unloved. Unloved. Causing a person to be unloved. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mind control. I speak to mind control. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power. I break the power over your mind. In Jesus' name, I loose you from that mind control spirit. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. All right. Work with me, people. There's a dare. Take a deep breath and blow it out. One more. Take a deep breath. Get them moving. Get them moving. Mind control has to go. Mind control. Come on out of there. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All those spirits of mind control. In Jesus' name. Perverted spirits. The perverseness. Perverted spirits. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the perverse spirits, let them go. The sexual spirit, sexual perversion, perversion, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're not of the Lord. You are not of the Lord. The Lord forbids you. The Lord forbids you and commands you. Loose these people. Sexual perversion. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you in Jesus' name, and by the blood of Jesus, I command you to loose these people. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Sexual perversion. Perversion. Come out. Come out. Ever read the horoscope? Now you got a spirit. I call that spirit of horoscope out. Horoscope. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We seek knowledge only from God, not from the stars. Not from the stars. Come out. Horoscope. Horoscope. Fortune telling. All fortune telling spirits. The horoscope. Palm reading. The crystal ball. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tea leaves. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All the fortune-telling spirits, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Anybody that's ever sat under that, if you've not received deliverance, receive it today. Command that spirit to go out of you. Just speak within yourself, not out loud, but within yourself and command it. Command those fortune-telling spirits to leave in Jesus' name. You want no part of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call out fantasy. Fantasy. A spirit of fantasy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ouija board. Ouija board. I fell off the Ouija board. You don't realize what you're playing with. It looks as an innocent game, but the devil is behind it. People won't answers, but that is not of the Lord, and the Lord wants no part of it. And I command that spirit of Ouija board to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Ouija board. Everybody that's played with the Ouija board. All those that had their fortune told. All those who sought knowledge that was not from God in any manner. I call those spirits out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you open doors. You open doors by seeking knowledge outside of, not from the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. That's it. Come out. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, you can't stay. Come on out. Come on out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on. Loose her. Loose her and let her go. In the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I call an unclean spirit out. Unclean spirit. Deception. I call deception out. In the name of Jesus. Striving spirit, a striving spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, jealousy, spirit of jealousy. All right, take a deep breath, take another deep breath, and don't pay any attention to that over there. That's just being set free. Get your mind on getting free for yourself. Come on out, take a deep breath and blow him out. Blow him out, come on out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Jealousy, envy, and lust, come out in Jesus' name. I call off all those spirits of jealousy, envy, and lust, all types of lust of the flesh and lust of the eye. In the name of Jesus, I call off that spirit of pride, pride, come out, spirit of pride, pride, the abomination of the Lord. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Spiritual pride, sorcery, witchcraft, bewitching spirits, hatred, unloved spirits, unable to give or receive love. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Call spirit of mental illness out. Spirit of mental illness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A clouded mind. Clouded mind is a mind that has been touched by the enemy that's given an illness there in Jesus' name, that the mind is not completely functional in all areas. I command that spirit to come out and release the mind. Mental illness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spirits of insanity. Insanity. Come out. Come out. Madness. Madness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. I call a lying spirit, in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Divorce, spirits of divorce. Divorce. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. There is a spirit that causes divorce. If you've ever been divorced, don't hold up your hand, but if you've ever been divorced, ask the Lord to set you free. Set you free. Because if he's there, he'll work again. If he's in there, he works again. Divorce. I call the spirit of divorce out. Loose him. Loose him and come out. Divorce. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out. Hate of men. Hate of women. Hate of women. Come out. In Jesus' name. Humanism. Spiritualism. Satanism. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come out. Seducing spirits. Seducing spirits. Depressing spirits. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Depressing spirit. Magic. Spirit of magic. In Jesus' name. Divination. Divination. In Jesus' name. I call out hexes and vexes that have been called on you. Curses that have been called. I break witchcraft curses over everyone in the sound of my voice. The witchcraft curses that have been loosed against you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, which is control. That is a spirit of control. Witchcraft curses, and I destroy the power of those curses in the name of Jesus, and I command them, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Curses, witchcraft curses. I break the power of the incantations that have been spoken over you, the blood sacrifices in Jesus' name that brought the curse. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, blood sacrifices, soul travel, I bind soul travel in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, transference of spirit from soul to soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hunter of souls, I call out the hunter of souls in Jesus' name. That removes portions of your soul, I call out that hunter of souls in Jesus' name. I command you, loose those people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have no rights. You have no authority here. In Jesus' name, I command you, in the power and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Religious demons, I call out the religious. Religion, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Religion has no place in the body of Christ. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Familiar spirits. Familiar spirits. I call out a spirit guides. Those that have spirit guides, that have listened to the spirits and have received the spirit guide, I command those spirit guides to leave. Leave in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Call out bestiality. Bestiality. Homosexuality. Abortion. Murder. Frustration. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call the false prophet again. The false prophet. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out that spirit of Merriam. Merriam, come out. That's the one that causes allergies. All the allergies are under the spirit of Merriam. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All types of allergies. I don't care what allergy you've got. I command it to loose you. In Jesus' name, I take authority over Merriam. And in Jesus' name, and let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of enchantment. Spirits of enchantment. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Idolatry. 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 Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Lying demons. Lying spirits. Come out. Come out. I call out a spirit of astrology. Astrology. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call out that perversion again. Perversion. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, it's quieted down. I got one working back there. Those that are still moving and working will continue to let them go on. And I've gone through our list, and I think we have had good deliverance. So we won't go any further. We'll let those workers still work. The rest of you stand. Everybody stand, except those that are working in deliverance. Heavenly Father, we thank you for deliverance. I thank you that you've set some people free, that you've driven out power that was there from the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I ask you to send your angels to cleanse our place of worship from every demon that was loosed from every person and take them bound to the pit. And they are bind them into the pit that they'll not come back to harass us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask, Father, that you fill every spot that was vacated by demonic forces. You fill them with your Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind backlash from the demons or retaliation from Satan's power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I loose these people from the power of Satan to come back and harass them for being in deliverance this day. And we just praise you and we thank you for your love to us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless the food. I bless the ones that prepared it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bless those that eat it this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we praise you and we thank you that we may eat it without fear of being any impurity or any demonic power over it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we have prayed over it and we set it apart and we praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.